High temperatures continue to break records throughout the state. The Utah House prepares to create a special committee to investigate Attorney General John Swallow, and the Western Governors Association meets in Park City to discuss energy and public lands. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Monday, July 1st. I'm Brian Grimmett. Salt Lake City set a new record for the month of June, Friday and Saturday, with 105 degrees. The temperature reached 103 on Sunday to tie the city's record for the date set on 1979. The I-215 on-ramp had to be closed for 4 hours Saturday night after a short section of it expanded and buckled. The heat also was posing a challenge to firefighters battling the 5,200-acre Antelope Fire west of historic Cofort in Millard County, the largest of the three wildfires in Utah. The National Weather Service forecasts that the 100-plus degree temperatures will continue in Salt Lake through Thursday.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert chairs the Western Governors Association, so this year the group held its annual meeting in Utah. The topics included reforming health care and education, but a lot of focus was on energy and public lands. KUER's Dan Bomas looks at that part of the agenda.
The centerpiece of the governor's energy discussion was a document called the 10-Year Energy Vision, outlining objectives for developing both traditional and green energy sources while protecting wildlife and the environment. Governor Herbert, who's a Republican, pointed out that the majority of America's energy production is coming from the West, and what happens in this region can set the national agenda.
We are leading this country into energy sustainability and having a reasonable and rational approach to energy development, which this country needs to have.
The goals of the 10-year vision include putting the country on the path to energy security, building a strong energy distribution network, and protecting wildlife and natural resources. Climate change is also something the governors say they need to keep in mind following President Obama's speech last week. John Hickenlooper is the governor of Colorado and a Democrat.
You want to examine all energy sources and take into account the benefits and costs of each of those sources and begin making decisions based on, not just price or cost, but that's an important part of it. But also thinking about carbon emissions and the quality of our air and making sure that we look long-term even as we look short-term. So a lot of what the president talked about is in this 10-year energy vision.
The strained relationship between Western states and the federal government was also a key issue at the conference and something the new Secretary of the Interior tried to address when she spoke to the governors on Friday. Governor Herbert questioned Secretary Sally Jewell on a common theme, just what balance means in the management of public lands.
How do we find the balance point of our unique states that have unique demands, unique needs? The nation needs energy. We want to protect those pristine areas. How do we find that balance?
I think finding the balance starts by understanding each other and understanding the issues we face. I can tell you that having spent quite a bit of time over the last couple of years in Moab, Utah, and hiking in canyonlands and arches, that balance to that community is healthy national parks that are well-staffed, that can service the people that come through those communities and have a great visitor experience.
In other communities, Jewel says balance means grazing that has been supporting families for generations. And she says Western communities benefit from having federal lands close by. One thing Jewel wouldn't talk about when she was questioned by reporters afterward is the demand by the state of Utah to take control of federal lands in the state. She did repeat a promise she made during her Senate confirmation that there will be no new national monuments or other major land use designations without consulting local residents.
I committed in that process that we would engage local communities, that we would listen to people on the ground about what they want for the lands around their areas. What are the special places that they feel strongly need to be conserved? What are the areas that have high potential for development?
Jewel also pointed out that she and other federal employees weren't staying at the exclusive Montage Resort at Deer Valley, where the conference was held. Unlike the governors, they got less expensive rooms in Salt Lake. Dan Bomas, KUER News. The Utah House of Representatives will meet on Wednesday to vote on a resolution to create a 9-member committee to investigate embattled Utah Attorney General John Swallow. The resolution calls for House Speaker Becky Lockhart to appoint a panel charged with investigating the allegations leveled against Swallow, even those that occurred well before he took office. Governor Gary Herbert said he'd be willing to call a special session for that purpose, but he says the legislature, acting on its own, is still moving the process ahead.
There's maybe many steps on the pathway to conclusion, and this is one of them. And I think it's an investigative process. The legislature themselves can come into session, I believe, and discuss rules of their own body.
Swallow's lawyer, Rod Snow, says the broad scope of the investigation is inappropriate and flies in the face of the Constitution. Swallow is under a federal investigation for his dealings with indicted and imprisoned businessmen and under a state investigation for alleged election law violations.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators is urging the Obama administration to focus more on preventing wildfires. The administration is proposing a 31% cut in funding for fire prevention programs just 1 year after wildfires burned 9.3 million acres across the country. The federal government routinely spends so much money fighting increasingly destructive fires that it uses money meant to be spent on clearing potential fuels like dead trees and underbrush and national forests. In a letter to the administration, four senators call that policy nonsensical and said it just leads to bigger fires. They also strongly object to the proposed budget cut. A judge has upheld the firing of former Utah State Trooper of the Year, Lisa Steed. Administrative Judge Catherine A. Fox ruled last week that the Utah Highway Patrol had substantial evidence to justify the firing of Steed. She was terminated in November, accused of violating department policies, falsifying police reports, and using questionable practices when making DUI arrests. During a hearing on the appeal of her firing, Steed apologized and said she recognized she screwed up. She asked the judge for a second chance, saying she loved her job. And finally, an environmental group is urging Utahns to have smaller families. The Utah Population and Environmental Coalition says it's not making judgments against large families. Coalition Chair Susan Solil says their message is that families with fewer children are just as gratifying and as acceptable as larger ones. Utah's fertility rate is about 2.5 children per woman, well above the national average. Its population has almost doubled in the past 3 decades. And that is your KUER News Pod for Monday, July 1st. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org. Follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.